and video. About to
Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning. It's 7:05 on November the 15th. You know, I think that Thanksgiving and one of Bob's favorite days is coming up here soon.
Carl, absolutely, sir.
Yeah, Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming on KCNR1460.com, and we may even have chat today. We're in the process of putting another, our third chat system up. But you know what? We're joined together, joined today in radio with Bad Bob, who had a haircut. And, you know, you had got it last week, Bad Bob, but I just really noticed how good it looked.
Thanks to the fine folks down there, of course, at Cypress Square Barbershop.
Man's Last Stronghold. Well, you know, they did a good job on you. Even that... Is it true that when you come in there that you have to kind of, you know, you come out, you're leaning a little bit to the right, or is it a little bit to the left?
No comment, sir.
But, you know, it was a beautiful weekend. It wasn't yesterday beautiful. And speaking of beautiful.
I don't know. It sounds like a cheer. Lean to the left, lean to the right, stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight.
It's Linda Bott. Hey.
Good morning.
You are just a cheerful.
Well, it's Monday. Working. You know, what are you going to do? We did have... a week of such a stacked week. Of course, there was the Marine Corps Ball. There were all the activities on Veterans Day.
The great parade.
The parade before.
In the city of Shasta Lake.
Wonderful guests throughout the week. We had on Veterans Day IGO. That was a tremendous event. And then Friday, the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum.
And if you have not been out there yet. You know, this is just the small beginning. It's their admin offices and a small museum there, but it is a beautiful museum. And Rob Burrows and Christine Sullivan and the gang out there have done a great job.
Absolutely. Then moving along on Saturday, I had so much fun. I had a gang of gals I modeled over at Maritime Seafood Grill. It was a wonderful fashion show for the Elegant Soul Boutique. The place was sold out. It was really, really fun, and it was a great chance for girls to get together and have a great time and see some incredible fashions. Then along after that, we went to Restrepo, where you had the wonderful privilege of addressing those who showed at the convention center in front of the Veteran Memorial there. And there was a 21-gun salute and the honor guard. It was short and sweet. You got to introduce Tad Donahoe, and, he was a very humble... he is a humble young gentleman. And from there, they were in a motorcycle... what do you call it? Not a brigade, but a... procession, and we went to the Cascade Theater where Restrepo was shown, and we had 700 people there.
Yeah, over 700 people. The film was, in fact, they had sold more tickets than for any other film, as far as, you know, pre-sales, and the turnout at the Cascade was just tremendous. Sergeant Donahoe then answered some questions at the end of the film. The film Restrepo is an award-winning documentary from the Sundance Film Festival by Sebastian Younger, who is the one that wrote the book The Perfect Storm, and he also wrote the book War. He and his partner embedded into this unit out of the 173rd Airborne Regiment for 10 or 11 months. They were there for 15 months, and it tells the story of these men. It's a small unit of about company size and what they did and their lives for a year. It's not a slick movie. It wasn't a Rambo, or a Clint Eastwood or, you know, Bruce Willis type movie. It starts out with a Humvee's driving down the road, and an IED hits them, and I probably almost broke Linda's fingers at that point. holding on to her hand. And then the rest of the film was a gritty documentary truth of what the filmmakers saw. They didn't make decisions. They didn't make they didn't say right or wrong. They just said this is the way it is. And it's an uncomfortable movie at times. It is. There are parts that will make you uncomfortable, but other parts could make your heart soar. For men that treat each other as brothers, no matter what their race or religion, they're brothers in combat. So.
And then there was a question and answer afterwards, but coming up. So we just wanted to.
And we're
going to
talk about it a little bit more later.
A recap of that. We've got some wonderful things. Then we're going to do a little flashback here of what's happened in history. We're going to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. Welcome to Monday.
At 7:14 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. The chat room's open. KCNR1460.com. We're streaming. And, you know, something over the weekend happened also, of course, was the United Bikers of Northern California, UBNC, a group of leather-clad men and women, have every year put on a toy run. And these men come in, men and women come in from all over. And the groups of people here are not your just typical Harley riders. There was a number of gang members in it. And on that day, that there seems to be peace in the valley, they all got together and over 500 bikers showed up and made the run from Walmart over to Anderson River Park, brought all these toys for the children that don't have enough. And we salute that group out there that when they do things like this, this is a it's something good for the community. And we've been associated with this, and we have done that run before.
We have done that run.
One year they got
that sustained rumble that I heard yesterday.
Oh, yeah. And it is sustained. One year somebody actually stole some of the toys from these people.
That was such an outcry.
Not the smartest thing to do in the world, but they did. We did another toy run and made up for it and even got more toys.
Right.
So
when we say they stole it from the people, actually they put it into a warehouse.
Yeah, and it was stolen.
And the warehouse was ripped off. And it was just you don't want to steal toys in the first place, but to lift a whole warehouse from all these bikers, it was really a tragedy. But
then we got back together, and we brought in more toys than before.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is KCNR. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:16 in the morning. We're going to have high today of 77. It's those beautiful days when the fall colors come out. You want to take that drive. It's wonderful to be out. Last-minute gardening, so on and so forth. Currently 59 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Mark your calendars this Friday. That's November 19th already. Oh, my word. I'll be out there with Bruce Kalin and Johnny Gonzalez and Dan Kinkle. This is my favorite jazz trio. If you're looking to do something before the holidays and actually go out there and wine taste and maybe look for that trio of wines or a wine. They have a fabulous gift shop with incredible prices, wonderful jewelry and scarves and things like that. So I encourage you to come out, enjoy the music. We're going to have a great time. It's from 6 to 9, and that is 474-5546. We sell out pretty quickly, so we'd love to see you up there. That's Friday night. We'll be talking to you in the next hour about what's happening on Saturday, and we have so many announcements to make. But until then...
But we have a special guest in here with us today, Bob Hawes from R&V Sharpening and Sales. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning to you all.
You're our spotlight on business today. So, Bob, how long have you been here in Redding?
Well, we've been here in Redding since 1980.
Uh-huh.
We started the business, however, in November 20th. 1985.
Really?
So this Saturday comes our 25th anniversary.
Oh, that's great.
In addition to being my birthday.
It's your birthday?
Wow.
What are you, about 42, 43?
Yeah, I kind of double it and then add some.
So what possessed you to open a business 20 years ago and
20,
on your birthday, 25 years ago, on your birthday, at this time of year?
Well, opening on the birthday was coincidental. But the reason we're here is because I was a manufacturer's rep in the Bay Area in the semiconductors, and kind of ready to retire, but had to work to follow it. So we were looking for a place like this because I had been in Colorado and had been in the business a little bit and knew something about it and had a couple of the machines. So we found this one in the paper, and we had the local real estate agent, who we knew pretty well by that time, give us a call when he found something in Fort Lauderdale. There it was. It was a little hooked in the back of a private residence in Cottonwood in the lean-to type, and was bought rather cheaply and became the groundwork for this R&B now.
Now,
R&B was being the initials, front initials of the people who started it, man and wife.
Now, what exactly do you do there? I know that you're in the sharpening of the larger tools.
Well, mostly we're aimed at the wood shops, cabinet shops, loggers, and the backyard mechanics. So many people have home workshops with woodworking that it's always been a big thing around here. And we sharpen the tools for them, the saw blades, knives, and the loggers. We do the chipper knives. You've seen the chipper trucks mm-hmm. go down to the uh-huh. energy plant.
Right.
Well, the knives that make those chips.
Oh.
And there are several big logging companies in town that we work for.
Well, great. Mm-hmm. Hey, Bob, we're going to take a quick break and we come back. We're
sure.
going to finish up talking about R&B. And we got a couple of phone calls on the line, too. We'll take them.
So hang out with us
as
we go in and out of the business world and what you do. It's a spotlight on a local business. We're going to take a break and hang in there. We're taking your calls. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460.
KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567. It's 7:24 in the morning. Let's go to the phones. Bill.
Yes, sir. The reason I'm calling was I saw that parade yesterday of motorcycles, and that was very, very impressive. I thought that it showed a lot of style and class. And I just would like to know what is the name of that tricycle Woody was riding there with the with a wolf on the front.
Oh, that was Indian Dave.
That was Indian Dave.
Yeah, he that's
long
the long rider.
Rider,
right? The long rider. He got that last year before everybody headed back to Arlington for the Missing in America project, the honoring the Medal of Honor recipient and two Silver Star recipients that they took all the way back to Arlington and had them buried with honors.
I'll be darned. Well, you know, it was just, I just couldn't get over the spare tire on the side.
Well, it was.
Know, I thought maybe it was a Dutz, you know, modified Dutz or something.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I
haven't heard about
a,
that in a long time.
I think it was a modified Toyota. I think it was a Toyota engine truck that some people put together. And anyway, he has had that running now steady for well over a year. It's quite the sight.
I hadn't seen it before.
Oh, yeah.
The parade, the whole thing was a class act, and I just wanted to let you know that I was impressed.
Well, thanks, Bill. And they do. They put on, everybody settles their differences or puts them aside for that one day just out to help the kids.
Oh, yes, you bet. I mean, like I said, it was. I watched the whole thing, and I thought it was above and beyond for reproach. I mean, I could do that once a week. See that go by.
Well, maybe
very entertaining.
You know, a big bike weekend. Maybe we can get something like that going again.
You bet. I think you should.
Okay. Hey, Bill. Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye.
Oh, it's so nice to hear a positive feedback like that because
it
most really
people
did.
Will find something nasty to say.
Well, it was nice that everybody came together for a common cause, and that's the kids.
Right. Hey, our guest is Bob Hawes, R&B sharpening and sales. And this is his 25th anniversary. Is this
Saturday?
This Saturday, and you're going to give everybody a present instead of you getting a present.
Yes, we are. We're going to specialize for the period in bandsaw blades. We make any size you need. They're all custom made. We are capable with our machinery of doing 1/4 or 3/16 inch wide through 1 1/4. So we cover the ground pretty well there.
Well, so it's not only do you you make bandsaw blades and you sharpen the big the chippers and all that. But, you know, you also sharpen scissors, knives.
That's correct.
You don't sell anything, but you do all the sharpening.
Well, we do sell router bits.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And saw blades, and, of course, the band saw blades. And a few other items that are not readily available in other woodworking places.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure that many people listening who like to cook, Christmas is coming up, and you know how doggone, if you have a pair of scissors that you've had forever, we're such a disposable society, we just get tired of something, we think, I'm going to throw all that out, and I'm going to buy a new set. You know, here is a way for you to go get your knives sharpened, your scissors sharpened with a local company. Buy local, stay local, support a local business. Now, forgive me for being the layman, but when you talk about a bandsaw, share with those who might not know what a bandsaw is, and they may say, oh, okay, my dad might like that, or my uncle, or maybe women who do this kind of work. What is a bandsaw and what is it used for?
A bandsaw is, as the name describes, a flexible band of sharpened edge that runs over two wheels. Some of them are horizontal and some of them are vertical. It's probably the most popular kind of saw in the woodworking business. It's usually one of the first tools that a wood shop will obtain in opening business. We make the band itself. We don't do any work on the machines. We do help our customers at times when they get in a bind and something happening. It's rather simple and has a bit of technical necessity there. The ones that we make are available in, as I say, 3/16 inch to an inch and a quarter. We are limited only by our equipment. Anything other than that would require more equipment, and we don't get up into that stuff.
Now, how do people get a hold of you, Bob?
We have a 365-1479 phone number.
Okay.
We're down on East Side Road, next to Mandina's Cabinet Shop, just north of the flea market, and UPS.
Great.
And the Weaver Buildings.
And you are open how many, what days?
We're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And you are the only sharpening shop in the area. So
at the moment, the only registered one.
Registered. Okay. Yeah. And so if anybody need, you know, anything that you need sharpened that fits into his equipment, knives, scissors, you need bandsaws, this is the place to come. You see Bob Hawes, R&B Sharpening and Sales.
I'd like to add Judy to that.
And Judy.
The better half, she does most of that type of work down there now.
Okay. Yeah.
Judy, congrats.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, thanks so much for stopping by.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and I thank you for the opportunity.
All right, Bob.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good day here on KCH. Yeah, it's a great day here on KCNR 1460. Well, you know what? We asked Bob Hawes if he'd stay over a little bit because we were talking at the break, and we thought, you know what? There's so much good information we want to share with you. Bob, welcome back.
Thank you.
7:30 in the morning, or actually the time is 7:35. R&B Sharpening and Sales. I just find it fascinating because a lot of us, there's these businesses in town in the North State when we drive, you know, around the Anderson and the Redding and the Cottonwood and the Red Bluff areas. And you're tucked away, and it's like, you know, I'm sure you have a specific group, but you also have a special thing going on right now for your 25th anniversary. And what is that again?
Well, starting Saturday, which is our 25th anniversary date, we are offering 25% off of our usual price on bandsaw blades. Our standard price is already very low, underneath MSRP, and additional 25% is going to get the buyer a real bargain.
All right. And you have a website. I understand that you ship all over the country, mm-hmm. but share with our listeners where they can go check you out.
Well, our URL is bandsaw-blades.com. We've had it up in the air, or it's been up since 1997, I believe. And it's got pricing in there, too, but things change so quickly nowadays that we can't quite keep up with the changes in pricing. So call for information. It's much better.
And there is an 800 number on the website. That is bandsaw-blades.com. There you go, bandsaw-blades.com. The owner, along with his lovely wife.
She's the owner.
Judy,
it's in Judy's name.
Okay.
Well, isn't it?
You better be nice to Judy.
I'm liking you.
I have to.
Yeah.
For more reasons than one.
We're talking to Bob Hodge. It's R&B Sharpening and Sales. And just, you might want to be thinking about, what do I do for Christmas? This is a perfect time to go in and see what they have and what they can do with, hey, how about for your dad? Or for somebody who
anybody
loves.
That woodworker in your family
right.
There.
Yeah. And metalworker and sign shops and all that good stuff. Anybody
yeah, there are some good wives that come in and buy this time of year for their hubbies.
Hey, Bob, thanks so much for being here today with us.
It's been my pleasure, and I appreciate your acceptance of me and my story.
Well, you're a local business, and we're really big on local businesses
around here. Thank you very much.
And staying local and shopping local. Hey, okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking tax breaks or no tax breaks. We're going to be talking about a veto of toys in the toys and food. What does that really mean in San Francisco, or does it mean anything? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460.
That's like your heart coming out of the way the guitar was going. It's like coming out of bed.
7:41. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. What a great place to get there. You know, it's getting to be those holidays and time to be buying presents. So, you know, boxes of cigars, coffee making equipment, coffee, all those things. That's down at Tobacco and Brew, and Joe and Shelley. You know, this past week have had so much to support the veterans. Really great people down there. And the girls at Espresso Joe's, get that coffee, fix it any way you want. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The guy that was just here.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Gotta share that with you really fast.
Yeah, Bob Hawes was in here. And as he's walking out, he just kind of let it, you know, we were talking, and he said, you know, thank me for, you know, for being in the service. And he said that he'd mentioned he'd been in the service. And I said, oh, and he's, how long and where? And he says, well, it was 11 years or 14 years, World War II in Korea. And Bad Bob goes, well, how old are you? 89. And all three of us sat down because here's a man that doesn't even look anything close to 89.
14 years in the service.
Yep. Yeah. And fought all through World War II and then into Korea.
Enlisted 3 months after Pearl Harbor.
Yep.
Just fascinating.
Another one of our local heroes.
Sharp-minded, yes.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you all doing?
We're wonderful. Morning. Happy Monday.
Monday. Yep.
Monday. You know what? They need to put a sign up when you enter San Francisco that says, welcome to San Francisco, home of, you know, bums peeing on walls, free needles to drug addicts, homosexuals running around in Speedos, but we got those dastardly Happy Meals under control.
Well, I just wanted to mention is that San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom plans to veto that new city law.
Well, you know that it's far left when Gavin Newsom is on board.
No. But there's a reason that he's vetoing it. It's because it was a veto-proof vote. It does nothing. It does nothing except he goes, well, I tried to veto it. And like an ordinance passed earlier this year in Santa Clara County will require that a restaurant's kids' meals meet certain nutritional standards before they can be sold with toys. You know, again... Yeah, that's going to keep kids and parents away. You know, if I was McDonald's, I would have the ACLU sue the city council there for discrimination because it's Happy Meals toys. You're not going after anybody else. What about those crayons and those little things that people can draw with at those other places where you can get the blooming onion and it's got 12,000 calories in it.
Come on, ACLU is too busy trying to help illegals vote and terrorists get their legal rights? Come on now.
No, you know, gosh.
They have more important things to do than protect our dietary rights, right?
Well, it's, yeah, how about just rights? It's, you know, it's kind of funny, and we'll get hate mail over this one, but, you know, the ACLU, we've had them on, is they're there to protect everybody. It's just sometimes everybody...
They don't?
Oh, it's just sometimes everybody isn't, is, you know, what do you mean when you say everybody? So, anyway, but, yeah, you're right, but it's no more Happy Meals with toys in them. Oh, my God. You know what? That was probably, and that's probably the only reason I would never go back to San Francisco was that, because you never can get enough of those Happy Meals. Okay, Jeff.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Okay, other things. The tax breaks. Okay, Bob is leaning into the he's leaning into the mic because he's got something to say.
I was just taking a little trip down memory lane. Do you remember the animated feature Santa Claus is Coming to Town and the Burgermeister Who Banned Toys? I'm seeing a parallel here. Do you remember that show?
Well, you know what? You know, there are a bunch of Grinches down in San Francisco, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, tax cuts, my friends. You know, if something isn't done by this Congress between now and December 31st, all the tax cuts that Bush made, Bush and Congress made, are going to stop, which means everybody will pay more in taxes beginning January 1st. Happy New Year! Here comes the tax man! It appears that the Democrats are kind of backing off from this when they're seeing how that, you know, there's people organizing with pitchforks and torches, but it, you know, it's, they're saying, well, you know what, we may extend these. And in fact, Obama's spokesman, looks like Obama's blinked on this one, says, you know, that they carefully didn't say anything when it came down to about what about extending the tax cuts for a while. It looks like the ones that are making, you know, again, it was that magic $250,000 mark. Now there's talk about, well, how about just raise that to a million and then not start that for a few years. But in any way that you look at it, you might want to write to your elected representative. If you're up here in the North State, it's Barbara Boxer and Wally Herger, and say, hey, we really would like to not have more taxes at the beginning of the year because we've got enough problems as it is. But again, our leadership from the top, President Obama, will let us know. You know, it's a couple other things. I just heard something horrible, that there was a motorcycle accident. Bob, were you talking about that? Not here. This is down south. It wasn't up around here.
Yeah, I'll try to pull up a story on that, but apparently a individual tried to pass a group of cars on a narrow highway. Somebody come the other way, swerved, and took out four or five motorcycles head-on. It was pretty horrific. And then the perpetrator of the crash left the scene, so
yeah,
they're looking for that person.
Five people dead.
I'll see if I can find the details.
The victims compromised of four motorcyclists and a passenger in another car. The crash took place on a, like you said, a two-lane highway in El Centro, Imperial County, just east of San Diego. It was a gold Honda Civic that tried to pass a group of 12 motorcycles and crossed into the oncoming lane to do so. The Honda passed the motorcycles, but a Dodge Avenger, swerving to avoid hitting the Honda, struck the motorcycles head-on. Then again, the four motorcycles and a passenger in the Dodge died at the scene. Five of the six people injured were in serious condition.
Thoughts go out to the family.
Yes, very much so. It's
so when you see
horrible.
A group of motorcycles, which we do, we try to ride in groups like that because that it's safe. It's safer. But these people were in a hurry, correct?
Yeah, well, we were coming back from Reno and had a woman, and I'll describe the van with a little paw print on the back of it, passes us with another bike in front of us, and we're doing 70 miles an hour, and we're on a two-lane road, and she comes up and passes us on a curve with a yellow line, and here comes a truck.
Oh.
Well, as soon as I saw that happening, I just let off the gas. You're not gonna win arguing with a van with this lady with the wild hair, and she of course whipped it right in between us, and then went past the other bike. You know, it's just things like that when you're driving, it's just being careful. But you know, again, like you said, our prayers and thoughts go out to anybody that's killed in a wreck like this, because somebody is in a hurry, and you know they don't think And then they don't stop. You know, it's like, oh. Well, it couldn't have been my fault. It was those other people's fault.
Be very mindful. Again, this just in, the bikers are part of the Saddle Tramps motorcycle group in Lakeside. They were taking a casual ride on their Harley Davidsons to celebrate the group's 10th anniversary.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and I'm going to talk a little bit about, Tea Party. I want to talk a little bit about Restrepo again. And then our guest at 8 o'clock will be Charlie Thompson. We're going to be talking about Christmas for the Troops and how you can help make Christmas a great time for some of our deployed warriors. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning. Phone lines here 605-4567, 753, November the 15th.
It's going to be high today of 77, and the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. I think maybe, Carl, for Christmas you're going to get a flat screen and TV, and it's going to be extended dish, because that's what we use, dish. And we have it installed by BNT Satellite.
Dish!
It's a new one. It's a new
Doug
thing.
Doug Tulley, yeah.
You were fired up.
244-1988. That's how you get a hold of Doug out there on Airport Road.
Right. You were fired up before. Fired.
Fired.
You fired up fired. Before we fired up. 8 o'clock break. What's on your mind that you got to get out?
Well, you know, just this thing. You know, there was an article written about the Tea Party and about how they are being, of course, duped by rich conservatives that are giving billions of dollars, and that it's all being done by, you know, a group of four people, you know, someplace that's caused all of this, all of these millions of people to get together, and that it's because it's being bankrolled by, you know, I don't know, Coen Brothers or somebody, Koch Brothers, and several others. You know, I'm not saying that there hasn't been money put into that, just like there hasn't been money put in by Soros and the millions and millions and millions of dollars he put into MoveOn.org, the millions and millions of dollars he put into Acorn, the millions and millions of dollars he's putting in right now into the National Public Radio System to buy reporters. I'm sorry, to pay their salaries. Did I say buy? Anyway, and then to see an article that says that, oh, you know, gosh, these Tea Party people are stupid. They, you know, they don't realize they're being used. Well, I don't think they're stupid. I think that they're angry. And this was out of I'm taking part of this editorial or opinion piece out of the Record Searchlight by a local guy. But I'm looking at it and I'm thinking to myself, you know, they're angry at government. Well, perhaps they should be angry at government at some of the things that have happened. And now with the, you know, and with the amount of money we waste, the amount of money that we collect and give away, the amount of money that just keeps being spent and spent and spent. Let me give you an example of something called BRAC, the Base Relocation and Closing. That's a Department of Defense to identify bases and camps that can be closed down. For years, bases and camps that really were no longer relative to our missions, you know, were put in for this under the BRAC to be closed. And they weren't. They were never closed. Or not never, some were. Many weren't because they were in congressional or senator districts that they didn't want to lose the money coming in there. They didn't want to lose the jobs. In some cases, there wasn't many military even on the base. So you know, that money's being wasted. What, you know, how much money is being wasted in just day-to-day operations? And now we find out that the number of government employees that make over $100,000 has increased tenfold in the past 6 or 7 years and has doubled in the last two. You know, it's things like this that people are angry about. So, you know, is there people that are is back there with money that's you know, that says that are providing communication support or something like that, you know, or you know, something that started this? Yeah, probably. At some point, you know, it was, but there's no control over the over people here. You know, I know the you know, the people that started the Bostonian Tea Party here in town. There's no money flowing through there. There's their group, you know, the Reading Tea Party, Aaron and Elizabeth and all of the people there, Terry, that got into this, they're not getting paid great sums of money. this is a grassroots movement here that's just angry at some of the things that are happening, and as are many people. So, you know, to just malign the whole Tea Party and forget about what's happened on all sides here is just, you know, it's ludicrous and represents one side. You know, the other thing, too, on Restrepo, you know, follow up on this. First of all, thank you very much, Redding, for coming in and supporting this movie and seeing and supporting the young man that was coming in and everything he had to do with it. It was a weekend of films, Taking Chance on Friday and then Restrepo on Saturday. You know, there was a comment made, I read part of it, essentially saying, you know, that it was horrible, you know, these guys were cheering when they killed the enemy, you know, et cetera. That was, I don't know if there's other comments. The other comments were all favorable about meeting the young man. Here's the thing, my friends. Restrepo is about war. War is about killing people. That's it. We send our young men and women out for one mission in war. That's to win. That's to, and the way you win is you take land, you take it and you hold it. You push off the bad guys, and when you push them off, you can do it a number of ways, but in many ways you have to kill them. Or many times you may have to kill them. That's what war is. If, you know, and you're in a firefight and you know, you win and the men are cheering, what do you expect? You expect them to, oh, that was good. Well, there's a lot more to, you know, combat than what you see in movies and all this. You know, you know, if you haven't been in combat, if you haven't seen this, then if you, you know, then you're not going to see it. I mean, you're not going to understand part of it, but that's okay. Then the main thing, though, is, in our last 30 seconds here, is this. It's that our politicians send our young men and women out to war. If you've ever been in a war, you never want to see another one. You never want to have anything like this happen. But again, it's not the warrior you need to blame. It's not the warrior you should be upset with if you're upset about war. Blame the politician. Support our warriors. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And callers only. Management or adversarially reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bot, 8:05 on November the 15th, running down to Thanksgiving and Turkey Day, one of Bob's favorite days. Phone lines here are 605-4567. KCNR 1460 is how we're streaming right now. And watching Charlie Thompson destroy the studio from the other side.
Because you left your cell phone on, and it's some kind of song. I'm not sure exactly.
And then
she
wraps the.
People put their cell phones on. They forget.
Wraps the headphones
kind of
around her legs and runs out.
Kind of music thing that, you know.
I didn't realize you could rip off a whole part of the table like that.
Oh, that happens with people in the theater. Thank God it's not in the theater in the middle of a killer scene. Go ahead.
That's it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's currently 70 degrees. Today's going to be high of 77, so it's one of those fabulous fall days, and we are expecting mostly clear tonight with a low of 48. Tomorrow, 74, so we have a beautiful week ahead of us, and not until Thursday is there a slight chance of rain. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Make your reservations for Friday night. I'll be out there with the phenomenal jazz trio, and go out and come out and enjoy the music and think about what you might want to pick up for maybe some wonderful Christmas or hostess gifts there with wine tasting and their all the wonderful things they've got out at Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay. Before we get to our guest today, Charlie Thompson, we've got some people on the phone and a couple of other things we want to talk about. Let's go to the phones. Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
How are you?
Good. What's going on?
It's got to be Monday morning.
It's Monday morning. I just wanted to call and let all the listeners know what we're doing at the Redding Tea Party tonight, always 6 o'clock, Bonneview Baptist Church. As everyone's probably aware, there's a whole trend now toward emergency preparedness, food storage, investing in gold and silver generators, you know, the whole self-sufficiency mode. And we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight at our meeting. One of our patriots, who is a financial guru, Mark Kent, will be talking about the Federal Reserve, how our value is being how our dollar is being devalued, and some suggestions on how to cover yourself and ensure your nest egg for the future. So it's a pretty meaty topic. I encourage people to come out and listen, because it's very relevant right now, as we all know.
Hey, Elizabeth, I was just talking about the Tea Party.
Yeah.
A couple minutes ago, how you all are being a bunch of puppets from all these big financiers.
That
you're getting money and the emails that are originating come from one spot in the sky and
then there's
buttons pushed and you all just run out there with your signs.
So
how much money do you get paid for being in the Reading Tea Party? What, 10,000-15,000 a month? What?
Well, actually, I believe that most of us are in the negative, because we're actually reaching into our own pockets and financing whatever cheap little signs we can make up from the Dollar Tree. And, you know, if you've seen our flyers, they're printed out on a copy machine and we cut them into fours. So we're actually a little in the hole.
Okay.
And we do pass the little velvet bags on Monday nights and hope that folks will throw in a couple of bucks so that we can cover the cost of the room. But, I'm afraid that we're not financed by anybody. But you know what? When you're grassroots and you're not financed by anybody, you don't have to play by anybody else's rules.
That's right. And, you know, Elizabeth is one of the people that's on Sunday mornings here on KCNR.
Yeah.
With We the People.
Yes, and I just wanted to say hats off to Chandler. He gave us a little rundown on his service in the military, and he loves you guys. I think you guys have a perfect match there. And I listened to his new show last night at 8 o'clock, Sovereign Minds, again talking about, you know, some of the financial issues that are coming up in our near future. So hats off to all the veterans. And, you know, those guys not only went across, went overseas to fight, but now they've come back to their home country and they're still fighting. So I love those guys.
They're all young. They're young.
And they're young.
They're young and they've got questions. And, you know, it's their and it's their future. You know, us people at my age, you know, we've gotten us into this. So we're leaving it to the 20 and 30-year-olds and, unfortunately, to our grandchildren to try and fix this.
Oh, it's just going to be terrible if we don't.
Hey, Elizabeth, maybe you can tell some of the Tea Party members that Saturday night is Christmas for the troops.
Yeah.
And we are in need, and you'll be hearing that this hour, desperately in need of items that we had a situation this morning where we heard that somehow somebody dropped the ball someplace. That can happen. We know that.
It does.
And you'll be listening. Charlie's in the studio, and she's going to be talking about items that we need. So perhaps you can tell the Tea Party tonight what needs. And this is all of us coming together at the last minute so we can make sure we get these packages filled up and going to those troops in a certain country. Yeah.
And I'll listen to Charlie after I hang up, and I will definitely pass that along. And
great.
I encourage people to go out there on Saturday night. I myself have bought 8 tickets, and I know that a lot of our Tea Party members are planning on attending that function. It's a great family event. Tons of fun for everybody.
And by the way, this is a non-denominational event.
You know,
everybody, we go back, you don't need to, it's not supporting war, it's supporting those young men and women out. And I promise you, when they get a package, it means a lot to them. So,
absolutely.
Okay, Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Hey, you guys have a great day. We'll see you Saturday.
You bet.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's go to the next line. Barbara, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing fine,
hey, Barbara.
Good to hear from you guys.
One of our favorite people.
Thank you. You're all my favorite people. This is the first time I've got a chance to call in and talk to y'all, but something you were talking about before the break just touched me, and I was out doing my walk, and I said, when I get back, I've got to get a hold of these guys. Anyway, I was at a garage sale yesterday, and one of my neighbors was having one. I was sitting over there keeping her company, and this lady walked up, and I don't know how the subject come up out of the blue about Tea Parties for some reason, but anyway, she said, what is this I hear about the rumor that these two brothers named Koch actually started the Tea Parties and put millions of dollars into it to get it grassroots started all over the country? And I thought, that's never happened. We're independent people. You know, we're just good patriots who love our country. Then it hit me. The Koch brothers. Have you ever heard of them before?
I thought there's a Bill Koch. I don't know if there's two of them.
Or maybe that's what they meant to say, Koch. But it's the two brothers that actually started Acorn in New Orleans.
That's Bill Koch. No.
No, that's not Bill Koch.
Don't bring his name in that.
Oh,
one.
Okay. There's two brothers. Their names started with a K. I thought it was Koch. It's something similar. I can't remember how to spell it.
Yeah, there were two brothers that did start Acorn.
I'm looking it up right now. Koch Industries.
So,
go ahead.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, anyway, these two guys did start Acorn in Chicago, in New Orleans. I lived there for 30 years, and I knew it was there for a long time. I didn't know quite what they did. They always had ads in the paper, wanted ads for people to come work for them. But I had a feeling it was a political thing, and I never did want to get involved in that stuff then. We was at peace. You know, we had John Kennedy for president. There was no war at the time. That was before Vietnam, so it didn't cross my mind. But I think that rumor going around is really a terrible thing that they're using against Tea Parties, and I just wanted to clear that up.
Okay, well, you know, I can't help but think that, you know, somewhere in there, you know, there's obviously some people that are helping fund this, just like they fund, you know, liberal causes. And I've got no problem with that, because that's, if you believe in something, why not support it? And whether it's, you know, we may not all agree on the, you know, on which way or which cause, but, you know, if people have the money to invest in that, it happens. My point was that the people I've met here are not having strings pulled by any means, and that something they believe in. And, you know, that's just, of course, the people I know. I can't say from other places.
But, you know,
that's all a bunch of different causes, too.
Yeah, it's, you know, you got people, just like you said, with Soros defending putting money into MoveOn.org and umpteen other things, and I think he owns Progressive Insurance, and they're all over the television with their ads. And
no, that's another guy that owns Progressive Insurance.
Oh, I thought it was George Soros.
No, this is another guy.
Oh, I'm glad you cleared that up for me.
Yeah, it's another person that owns it. I think he inherited the business or inherited the money, but he is, and according to Snopes, which is, you know, terribly correct, they did say that was true. This guy has given millions of dollars to liberal causes and has a great commercial. It's called Progressive Insurance. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here, Barbara.
Okay, thank you for letting me get my word in.
Absolutely.
Hope to see y'all Friday.
Have a beautiful week.
You bet.
Okay,
right.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:18 in the morning. It's November the 15th, 605-4567. Hey, chat room appears to be working. So, just go to KCNR1460.com and say something nasty to Bad Bob, and we'll start it from there.
KCNR1460.com is what it is. Or you can email me, Linda, at KCNR1460.
Don't write anything nasty to Linda, though. But you can say it things to Bob. Hey, you know, one last thing about Restrepo is that, you know, at the convention center, as you mentioned, hon, there was a ceremony to honor our veterans and our fallen. The California State Honor Guard was there, 21 gun, or I'm not sorry, not 20, a three volleys, TAPS, Bruce Shangri, I believe is his name, Pledge of Allegiance, and so it was a brief ceremony. But then the Missing in America Project escorted everybody back over to the cascade that was going. What a great job Fred Salanti and his guys do. And then of course the Patriot Guard riders and the flag lines. What a great job they do. You know, these are guys that just give of their time, and it cost. Trust me, it's cost them money to do this. Nobody gets anything from this. Anyway, thank you so much for our patriots there. Our guest,
Charlie Thompson. Do we call you specialist?
you could just call me Charlie.
Yes,
Carl likes to call me specialist.
Okay, but you are like so
only if I'm.
You are in.
Irritated with
well,
you.
Carl swore you in, and you wear the uniform. You are in the reserves, and you've been told that you're going to go be called on.
Yes, I'm actually in the National Guard. Yes, Carl swore me in. March of 2000. When was it? 2008. 2008. Yes. he swore me in. And or was it 2009?
2009.
See how time just flies when you're having a good time, huh?
So what does that mean? Tell our listeners what that means. Once you get sworn in and you have your papers and you're officially wearing that uniform for the National Guard, at this present time for our country, what does that mean?
Well, you when you're in the Guard, you have kind of a twofold job. One is that you're available to be called up for federal duty and to be deployed, and then another is your state duty, your responsibility to the state, since it's the California National Guard. And so you can be called up for, you know, domestic issues, things like floods and hurricanes and things like that, that you serve your community in that manner. Nothing like that has happened recently, but it has in the past, especially in this area when we had those huge floods some years ago. The National Guard was called up to help out.
How about the flood of illegal immigrants that are coming across the border?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not talking about that. Oh, my! Linda just looked askance at me like this. I'm in trouble.
He got the look. I saw it. So those kinds of things. And we do get caught. As you know, there's lots and lots of National Guard troops that are serving overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan.
But how many
right now?
National Guard people are in the Redding area, the North State, would you say, ish?
Ish. You know, I really don't know how many. I know we have a few, don't have too many units. We have an engineering unit in that has companies here. That's the Reading unit, is the 132nd MRBC, and they have companies in Red Bluff and Chico. And then we have MP units in Susanville and over in, I believe it's Eureka, yeah, or on the coast.
We've got to take a quick break here. And one of the things that I saw when I was in Iraq was many National Guardsmen that were there and reserve units. And I thought, that's interesting. You know, some of them in their second tour, and they're there for like 15 months or something. Hey, we got to take a break. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
To KC. Good morning. You're listening to KCNR. I say it on the beat. 1460. Oh, I love it. Okay, 605-4567. We're taking your calls. It's always open line. Currently 61 degrees. It's going to be high today. The weather will be 77. Nice and warm, beautiful. Well, we are in fall, getting ready for that Thanksgiving and also Christmas. And so we are talking with Charlie Thompson right now. We need your help. Listen to what I'm saying. We need your help. Saturday night is Christmas for the troops, and Charlie is here this morning to come on the air and talk about what it is that for the listeners. If you think about I don't know what to do for Christmas, well, here's something that you could do that you can help make a soldier or Marine or somebody that is overseas right now serving our country, make their life a little brighter. And what do we need?
We need stuff. That's our major need at this moment, is stuff to go in the boxes.
Define stuff.
Well, it is the things that, of course, are non-perishable, you know, that are shippable. So snacks, jerky, crackers.
We're going to have a list of it
things
up
like
on
that.
KCNR.
There is a list up there.
Yeah, we have a list right now. Christmas for the troops is on the front page.
Oh, no, there's another one. Also, that I believe that one is to bring things. Is this the one that has the jerky? The
yes, sir.
All that's already on our front page?
Yep, it's on the front page. It's also available at ChristmasForTheTroops.org. And lots of good stuff on Facebook. Please join us, like us on Facebook, because we do a lot of stuff in the community, and we're keeping it everybody up to date there. But so that's the kind of stuff that we need to fill these boxes, to fill 500 boxes. And so you basically just get your friends together, your office, you know, your classroom, and fill up a box of stuff and drop it by.
Okay, now tomorrow night you're going to be having a place. Tell our listeners where, if they have a bunch of stuff, they can drop it off tomorrow night. If they can't make it Saturday, or they can't figure out where else to go, and it's Everybody's on a time crunch.
Exactly. Well, there's a couple different places. Don't bring them Saturday night, though. That's one of the things, because if you bring them Saturday night, you can imagine the logistics of organizing 500 boxes worth of stuff. It's all of this week is dedicated just to organizing everything into boxes of sunflower seeds and ramen noodles and crackers and stuff. So if a bunch of people are bringing it to the event, it will just logistically be a challenge. So we need it beforehand. There's an address to drop off on the internet on all the sites that you can drop off 24/7. And then tomorrow night, like you just mentioned, we will be at the Armory, at the National Guard Armory on Pleasant Street, which is, it's actually technically South Street, but it's the end of Pleasant Street, just off Placer where 7-Eleven is. And we will be there from 6 to 9 doing our prepackaging tomorrow night. So we invite anybody who that's a good time for them to come on by and bring us some stuff.
Great. And what the hours there again?
6 to 9.
Tomorrow night. That's a great time to bring your stuff. Get it in there early. And go to the, if you have to go to the dollar store and break open your piggy bank and just, you know, get like you said, go to the list and see what the stuff is. But a lot of it is hygiene products. Mm-hmm. In fact, Saturday night we heard that they just love baby wipes.
Yes, we like the exact way to
describe it. Baby wipes are good, yeah. Especially when you're places you don't have a lot of water. Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing, too, is that it does mean something. It does mean something when you're out there and you get a package. And many of the packages we sent last year had Christmas cards in them from the kids. It had, it was personal touches, including Karen Bosman, who put in all these little bitty pine cones that mm-hmm. she had gathered and sprayed with cinnamon and scent. And so it smelled like Christmas when you opened up the package.
And Patrick Jones is doing mistletoe this year.
Well,
I was listening to Don.
A lot of people are saying he used that mistletoe. A lot of people were kissed with Patrick Jones.
That is so cute. Well, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a couple giveaways. You don't want to go anywhere. And we're talking to Charlie Thompson. Again, Saturday night is Christmas for the Troops. And that's going to be down at Fasaro Hall. The A-Team is going to be cooking. It's a spaghetti feed. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for kids.
Yes, 13 and under.
13 and under. But we're going to come back. We've got more information for you.
We've got, and just remember, everything it goes there to the troops that comes down.
Roger that.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is 8:34 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming at KCNR 1460, and you can chat with Linda at linda@kcnr1460, or send her an email, and you can also chat with us. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim, and their partner, the Man in Black. Give great haircuts, great prices. If you're a veteran, you get a discount. It's Man's Last Stronghold. What else can I say? Man's Last Stronghold. Great place to get your hair cut. And Charlie,
yeah,
you can't get your hair cut there.
We've got a call coming in from Lieutenant Navarro.
Lieutenant Colonel.
Lieutenant Colonel, excuse me.
Okay. Bob, are you ready? Okay. Hey, on the line here, we've got Lieutenant Colonel Navarro. And Lieutenant Colonel Navarro was, played a part in last year's Christmas for the Troops. Good morning, Colonel.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're fine. Now, Charlie, why don't you introduce the Colonel here?
Well, Lieutenant Colonel Navarro came to our attention last year during Christmas for the Troops. And someone locally, he's a local Northern California boy. Man now, sorry, and that they had given us his address, and so we sent quite a number of boxes to him for himself and his troops, and then he just sent back a great story of how he had managed those boxes, and then since then we've just actually more kept in contact with his wife on Facebook, who's just a gem, and she helped me facilitate getting him on the air this morning, so thank you so much, Colonel Navarro, I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Now, Colonel, you were in Iraq or Afghanistan last year?
Afghanistan, sir.
Okay, and you started receiving the packages from here in the North State, from Reading?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, actually, as they started trickling in, people started to get a little bit suspicious as the place where I worked started to fill up rapidly with a bunch of these different boxes. It was pretty impressive the amount of support that they were able to push forward to the unit I was working in, sir.
And what did the men think? I know you handed them out. What was the response?
Well, it was great. I think I think the biggest was just a lot of the personal touch that was put into them. A lot of hand drawn pictures, drawings from kids. Thank you very much. Some cards from grown-ups as well. It was just it was something pretty special for a number of us.
And didn't you, if I recall from your letter that you had sent, which was a beautiful letter, we posted it. It's on Facebook if anybody wants to
beautiful
read it.
Beautiful letter.
Mm-hmm. That you had basically played Santa Claus and done some repackaging.
Yes, I almost felt bad in doing so because I figured, once I started breaking things into different categories, all the boxes looked like they'd, had a number of folks probably working to take items that were all segregated out and put them all into each individual box. Where I was working, I'd actually done that in reverse, so I apologize to the efforts of those that had put a touch of everything into each box. But there were certainly some things that we basically took what was sent over and really tailored it up to the specific interests of the really characteristic of the different staff sections with whom I worked, and had some of the guys actually really help me out as working the Santa's elves part.
That's beautiful.
Getting them forward to the different people.
Hey, Colonel, what would you say is the most requested item? Because we're getting ready to load up a bunch more boxes.
Wow, sir, that's a tough one. I'm not sure, probably not the venue for a Girl Scout pitch or anything like that. But the cookies, some of the baked items might not necessarily have the shelf life to make it over. But I would say that the personal stuff is really the biggest piece that I think hits home.
Okay, I mean, I wish you could have seen it. Over 300 people in a line, going through continuously making these packages. It was, and I tell you what, it was a labor of love for us here in the North State. And I'm really really glad to be able to talk to you, and so many people were involved in it, and we're just really happy to hear that it maybe made a little bit of a difference.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you, the level of support, I can't say enough about what a positive effect it has on our guys that are out in harm's way, especially during the holidays when that's certainly the worst time to be away from home and you miss it. Some guys have their little Charlie Brown Christmas tree out, doing whatever they can to decorate, but nothing beats actually getting something from family or friends back at home. And it, certainly nice for myself and those of us that were from the North State that could say that, this was from home.
Well, that's great.
And also, I wanted to let you know, Colonel, that there is a video from last year's event. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, it's on Facebook and YouTube. And it's actually a video of the party last year, of us putting all these packages together and the packing line, and Linda singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And it's a great, fun video. So I encourage you to check it out so you can see us actually doing all of this.
I'll have to get on my wife's show. She's got all the hookup on all the Facebook and all that. No. So I'll let her get to the page and all that. I will definitely check it out.
Okay. Colonel, where are you at now? Are you back in the States or?
Yes, sir. Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. We're familiar with that area down there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Being down at Camp Lejeune for a few years.
And
yeah, the armpit of the
universe.
Yeah. We all say that wherever we're at. And Colonel Navarro also is, as an aside, is handling the ceremony for John Kleckner's induction into the Special Forces Hall of Fame this week.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
That's big. So.
Yes, ma'am. This Thursday, he'll be inducted as a member, a distinguished member of the regiment. And certainly no small honor. I mean, it is mm-hmm. it is certainly significant, and you know, very few, select few, make it into that. And he's,
yeah.
you know, he continues to this day, really advocating, and not just special forces types, but really advocates veterans, benefits and everything across the board.
Absolutely, he was integral in every year of that Veterans Day parade. Yeah,
sure.
John Kleckner needs to be congratulated and appreciated by many, many people.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're going to have to take a break. You know, Colonel, we can't thank you enough for calling in and letting us know, you know, just the effect it has, these packages has on our troops, our deployed troops.
Thank you,
sir,
so much, Colonel.
Small potatoes when compared to the great support that we get from back home. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you what you can do, how we need your help. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest is Charlie Thompson. We're talking about Christmas for the troops. Coming up, the packaging project is on Saturday. We're going to take a message. We'll be right back after these messages. Good morning, North State. How are you? This is KCNR 1460. We're talking about packaging and Christmas for the troops, which is Saturday. If you give us a call right now, 605-4567, Carl and I are going to be giving away two tickets for that event. These are $12 tickets. What we need from you is stuff. And Carl and I from KCNR, we are sponsoring 10 boxes, and we're going to be doing a table, so we'd like to have you sit at the KCNR table for those of you call right now. 605-4567. Get a couple tickets for Saturday night, and the only thing that we ask is that you bring stuff, and maybe you can bring it by the station beforehand so that we can take it while they're boxing. If we have just an onslaught of people bringing stuff for the boxes, it gets to be mass confusion. So we want to collect the stuff before Thursday.
Yes, before Thursday, because if you or on Thursday would be fine, because as long as it's by Thursday night, because that gives us Friday to take it down to the armory and to integrate it with the rest of the organized stuff, and then we'll be shipping
that down.
You know
what? Let's stop saying the word stuff. We keep saying stuff, 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 stuff. Okay, here's what we're looking for. Looking for snacks that will last, you know, things like jerky and that. The small bottles of shampoo, toothpaste, mouthwash, suntan lotion, foot powder. Foot powder, really big on foot powder. We're looking for feminine hygiene products that mm-hmm. we can ship to the women. We're looking for pens and pencils.
Yes.
Or pens that
mm-hmm.
we can send over there. So it's not just stuff, it's specific items that you'll find
yes.
on the KCNR website
the
and also on the Facebook
right.
on it.
And you don't have to necessarily get just the little tiny travel items, but just the smaller, not the big Costco size. I mean, if you're going to ship a big Costco size of shampoo and conditioner, that's going to take up the whole box. So just the 8-ounce size of stuff is good. The same thing as with wipes. They love the wipes, but if you can get the smaller packages of wipes rather than the big, gigantic
ones.
Yeah,
the ones that have got 10 or 12 in them, those
mm-hmm.
are easy. See, think of this. Think of putting it in not just on the packages leaving from the States to the next destination, because each one of them has to be loaded on the planes. But once it gets into the first destination, they break it down in the helicopters to take it to the next destination, and then it may be pushed forward again. So the smaller, and then the men and women may be carrying it with them. So you want something that fits in their packs easily, something that they can use. You know, that's what, about the handy wipes. You know, the top ramen. I think you all have enough top ramen
yes,
noodles
yes.
to last forever.
Yes, we have a list of don't needs also.
Yeah.
How about Q-tips?
Yes, we have.
Q-tips are big.
We have Q-tips. And one thing that you can do if you want to donate Q-tips, and we'll be doing some of this in the prepackaging, is breaking those giant boxes of Q-tips down into little snack Ziploc bags to throw in. And we have some don't needs. Cards, playing cards. We've got tons of playing cards. Thank you, everyone. Toothpaste. We've got someone dropped off just boxes of toothpaste.
All right.
Cases of them. Paperback books. It looks like we're pretty good on paperback books. We've had quite a few people come forward with their collections, or there was a lady in Shingletown who the library gives her a bunch of books every year to donate.
What about notebooks?
Notebooks, yes, certainly the small ones that they keep in the pocket of their ACUs, their fatigues. And, of course, as Carl mentioned, ramen noodles. We have lots and lots of ramen noodles.
So you don't need notebooks?
No. Yes, notebooks, yes.
You okay. need notebooks. What about, like, felt pens, colored felt pens, if somebody wants to draw or something like that? If somebody's an artist and they want to pass those things on, could you use those?
Sure. They use, I think, anything like that if they want. Or they would just pass them on to the village children. And that's another thing that's on the list is small toys. For the troops to go out when they're in the villages and be able to pass out to the small children there. I know that's a kind of a highlight for them over there, a positive thing.
Hard candy is usually good, except sometimes is if you're in when the heat hits. But we shouldn't be having that much of a problem. But when the heat hits, it melts together. But candy like that, they can hand to the kids. But the little toys, that's a big thing too for the children when they're walking through the villages. Hey, we're gonna have to take a break. Hey, 605-4567. We'll give you two tickets. Two tickets to come to Christmas for the Troops.
That's Saturday night.
Saturday night. And we'll be collecting
4:30,
we'll be
actually.
Collecting a lot of these items right here at KCNR Radio. But, you know, bring them in bags, you know, plastic bags, and then we'll have a box here to put them all in so that we can put it all down there to be able to push out presents and let our troops know that we remember them during the holiday season and the Christmas season. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 is 8:55 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's our last segment. We have Charlie Thompson here. From Dancing with the Troops, Christmas for the Troops. And this portion of the show, by the way, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew 2143 Hilltop
Drive. Next year.
They support our veterans. They support our troops down there. Finest walk-in humidor in the state, and Espresso Joe's, and a meeting room where everybody can go to. It's free, and it's free Wi-Fi. Great people, Joe and Shelley. Now, let me see. Carolyn, you won the tickets, unfortunately. The part about winning them is you have to sit with us, but that's okay. We'll be nice that night. I promise. We're looking forward to it.
Looking forward to having you at our table, and I believe there's a couple more tickets, maybe?
Yeah, we'll give those away tomorrow.
Yep.
Hey, now, Charlie, we're pushing this. You've been out, ringing the bells and all that. Again, if people have any of the, or go out and buy any of the items on the list, and they can bring them by here at KCNR, but put them in a plastic bag and, tell whoever's here what they're for. And if you don't see anybody right there, just put them right here in the foyer when you walk in, and we'll take care of that. Charlie will come by with a big box at some point, we'll put it into that.
Yeah, there's lots of opportunities, places to drop stuff off. You can drop them off at the address online. You can drop them off at KCNR. Tomorrow night, you can drop them off at the Armory from 6 to 9 p.m. We'll be down there packing. You can come down and say hi to the crew down there that's doing that. And I wanted to mention also the event on Saturday night. It's going to be a great time, a great party. Linda will be singing. Carl will be speaking. I'm doing the cha-cha. That should be interesting.
Straight-ahead big band?
Straight-ahead big band.
A-team cooking?
Exactly. A-team cooking. It should be a lot of fun.
Well, the thing is it's going to be able to send, packages and a memory to our deployed warriors. We're going to have a good time doing it. There's no reason not to have a good time doing it, but we'd really like to send as many packages as possible out there.
Yep, our goal is 500.
Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Kay, good morning.
Hi, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
Charlie's here.
Oh, hi, Charlie.
Hi there.
We went out to the Veterans Museum on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Or was it Friday?
Friday.
And it is excellent.
Isn't it good? Have they done a really good job at that?
Oh, I mean, it's on par with anything you'd find in the East.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Like the Smithsonian or
Naval
Museum or anything.
Well, you know, they've done a lot of work there. And from the time you walk in, you're on the quarter deck of a ship.
Yeah.
And then you go from the Constitution and all the way, you know, through the different, Civil War and the Revolutionary War. And there's all types of memorabilia and types of uniforms and insignias and all that. It's, you know, and this is just your administrative offices. This is not, you know, the museum at all. They just are putting out a tiny little bit of all the things they've collected, because I know they've got Abrams tanks on the, you know, coming in, armored personnel carriers, you know, planes. They're all lined up to come to this museum as soon as they get a little more room.
Yes, and I think they should all be complimented. They've done a yeoman's job.
They have. They've done a great job. And, you know, in the community, I think the community needs to stop by there and, you know, and we can start building that support to get this museum done. It's going to be done without taxpayer funds, too, by the way.
That's
mm-hmm.
even better.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for your phone call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much, Kay.
Okay, have a good day.
You bet.
Bye.
Okay.
Well, this week we're approaching, before you know it, it's going to be Thanksgiving. So we have all these events that are going on. But right now we're driving home Christmas for the troops. We need to get these boxes filled. We're looking, the goal is 500. Charlie Thompson's here. You can go online and watch the packaging video. Go to Facebook, or where would you go?
You could go to Facebook. Christmas for the Troops is on Facebook, and it's there, and also christmasforthetroops.org. And I just wanted to let everyone know that we lost a pretty good, what was going to be a pretty significant donor this morning. We found out that wasn't going to happen, so we really need people to step up and help fill in that gap.
Okay, Charlie, well, we'll continue to talk about it. Thanks for being here today. Tomorrow, our guest will be Reverge Anselmo, and he's going to be talking about TARS. It's an insurance policy that farmers and ranchers can take out to help keep the government off their backs or to contest what government says. It's going to be an interesting show. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.